Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before the sermon, pastors should do this at least 3 or 4 times in the year. I've been a little negligent in my duty to thank you, the congregation, for the privilege of serving you as your pastor, for bringing you the word, for baptizing your babies, for loving you in Christ's name. I thank you for that today. Now that I've softened you up, pay attention to this sermon. The title of our sermon this morning is Roll Up Your Shirt Sleeves and Get to Work. Based on the epistle lesson from St. James, the 2nd chapter, already read for you, but listen to this key verse, verse 17. James writes, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Growing up on a farm that milked Holstein cows, Monday through Sunday mornings, after the cows were milked, my grandfather would wash his hands and go off to another task, but before he went to another task, he would turn to me and say these words, "It's now time to roll up your shirt sleeves and get to work. For as anyone knows who has ever milked cows, the job after milking, shoveling manure, calls for rolled up shirt sleeves." And I could see me there, a pile of work, hard work, no easy glory in sight. All people naturally seek glory and try to avoid hard work. This was true of the church that James addresses as an epistle in James chapter 2. In fact, the theme of that congregation could be, "We'll never roll up our shirt sleeves and get to work." James was addressing a congregation that really loved the glory in the enjoyment of welcoming rich people and people of high status into their congregation. But they wanted no part of the hassle, the burden, the inconvenience of welcoming or caring in for the poor, the hungry, people of a different race or a different status. Listen to key verses of the text. James writes, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing comes in, and you pay attention to the one with the fine clothing and say, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'Stand over there,' or 'Sit at my feet,' have you not made distinctions among yourselves and became judges with evil thoughts? And if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says, 'Go in peace, be warmed and be filled,' without giving them the things they need, what good is that? So faith by itself, if it does have no works, is dead." Again, James says those famous words that had become the theme of his epistle, "Faith without works is dead." That is, James is saying a Christian faith that does not care for others, especially those who were hard to love, that kind of Christian faith is a dead, barren, counterfeit faith. But this was also true in the life of Peter. In Mark's gospel, the gospel lesson we read today, but from the 8th chapter, Peter makes a beautiful confession of faith of Jesus with his lips. Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But then Jesus tells Peter what it means to be the Christ. To be the Christ means hard work. Means he has to roll up his shirt sleeves for the horrible task of dying for the sins of the world upon the cross. And Peter rebukes Jesus, saying, "No, Lord, there's no glory in that. Stay away from the cross. Lord, I want no part in that. But then Jesus rebukes Peter and says to him, Peter, the cross is the very reason for which I've come. And following me, being a disciple of me, says Jesus, means denying your wants and bearing the cross of suffering and service for others. Well, what about us today? Like the church James addresses, are we comfortable professing faith in Jesus with our lips, palling around with church folks who are just like us, who look like us, whose heritage and country of origin is just like us? Do we want to keep things going at church the way they've been going for many years and not rock the boat? Do we steer clear of, though, committing our lives to our Lord Jesus Monday through Saturday, not just easily making confession on Sunday morning of our faith? Do we steer clear of reaching out to others who are different than us? Do we steer clear of the messy business of getting involved in the lives and the needs of sinful people who need us to be the hands of Christ for them? Like Peter, can we talk a good talk of faith? Oh, Jesus, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. We put in our hour a week, Lord. You see how serious we are about our faith? But then steer clear of personal hardships that come from taking a public stand for Christ in a godless society. Do we steer clear of saying yes when the requests come to us for a deeper involvement, a deeper participation, a deeper service in this congregation and in our community? That is, our sinful flesh rises up in our hearts and says these words to us, you don't want to roll up your shirt sleeves. No, you want the easy, lazy way. And then James' words becomes God's word of judgment to us when he says, faith without works is a dead faith. You see, all of us are guilty of talking the talk without walking the walk. And this should drive us not to despair, but this should drive us into the hands of him who gave himself for us. Because this is the good news. Jesus rolled up his shirt sleeves for you and for me. Listen to Matthew 20, verse 28. Speaking of Jesus, it says, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus rolled up his shirt sleeves. And he gave up the glories of heaven to walk upon this sinful earth, to walk the path that led him to the cross to pay for your sins and, thank God, to pay for mine. The text says he came to give his life as a ransom for many. That Greek word ransom is a beautiful word. Ransom means the money paid to buy back prisoners of war, the price paid to free slaves or to free people who are in hopeless debt, the amount paid, which is the calculated worth of a person's life based on such things as their age, their skills, their status, and their education. But now here's the question. What is the amount that Jesus paid for you? How much was the ransom he paid for you? Look at the cross. The price was his very life. Your sin, Selfishness and rebellion have put you, have put me into debt with Almighty God, and that debt is our eternal life. But Jesus, our precious Lord Jesus, substituted his life on the cross for your life, died and rose from the grave for you. Your debt is paid. Your ransom has been paid. And today in the waters of holy baptism, did you see what happened? It was a miracle. The ransom for Sophie Claire for eternity was paid. Her Savior came to her in the waters of holy baptism. Oh, it was my sinful old dirty hands who applied the water. But make no mistake about it, Jesus baptized this little girl. He brought her into his family forever. She is a blood-bought child of the King. Nothing can take her out of his hands. He paid the ransom for her and for all of us who are baptized into his name. And here is the gospel. Our God strengthens us today for the task of rolling up our shirt sleeves to care for others. Don't you see? The forgiveness of sins won for us at the cross and our Savior's love for us each day enables us to have a living faith that is shown in loving others, enables us to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. There's a beautiful word picture from the prophet Isaiah that describes what the Lord has done for us and what we can do for others. It's a picture of a soldier stooping down and helping up his wounded comrade. Listen to the text. Isaiah 50 verse 7 says, "The Lord lifts me up, and I shall never be disgraced." The word, the Hebrew phrase, lifts me up, is a picture of a battlefield. A wounded soldier has fallen, and his comrade comes and stands by his side to lift him up, to support him, to attend to his wounds, to take care of him. What a wonderful picture of what our Lord Jesus has done for each of us. He has come to our side. We who are mortally wounded by sin, he has come to lift us up, to clean us up, to send us on our way strengthened. And my friends, this is the calling that God has for each of us today. Here is a holy mystery of the Bible. The holy mystery is this: when we roll up our shirt sleeves and get busy about serving and caring for others, we are caring for our Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 25, there's a picture of Judgment Day when you and I stand before Almighty God the King. And listen to what it says in Matthew 25:40. "And the King will say to them, 'Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.'" Today, as a congregation and a church family, we have promised to support Amir and Kirsten as they raise baby Sophie and big sister Elena in their baptismal faith, to stand with them, to support and encourage them. Make no mistake about it. As we support and love this dear and wonderful family, we are doing it to our Lord Jesus Christ. There's an ancient legend told of a man named Martin of Tours. Martin was both a Roman soldier and a Christian. And he was walking into the city of Tours one day. He came upon a cold beggar who asked him for help. Martin had no money, but he gave the beggar what he had. With his Roman sword, he took off his tunic and cut it in half and wrapped the tunic around the beggar. That night when Martin was sleeping, he had a dream. He dreamt that he was standing in heaven. The glory of the angels was surrounding Christ the King, celebrating his victory over sin and death and the devil. And the angels noticed that Jesus was wrapped in a dirty, stinking old coat. An angel, a spokesman, came to the Lord Jesus and said, "What is it that you have around you? What is that tattered old coat? And who gave it to you?" And Jesus said, "This is a coat of glory. My servant Martin, he gave it to me." Roll up your shirt sleeves. My grandpa said it to me in the milk house. Jesus said it to Peter. James said it to his congregation. And may our Lord Jesus Christ, who rolled up his shirt sleeves and gave his life as a ransom for you and for me, enable us to roll up our shirt sleeves as we demonstrate our faith by our daily life. In the name of Jesus, amen.